Kilgore, Petaluma, California, June 11, 1902. Dear Brother Kilgore, I have just read your letter to Willie regarding your work in Graysville, and stating that our brethren have some hesitation about purchasing the 20 acres on Lone Mountain, on which there is a large spring. The opportunity to secure this big spring seems to be a special providence. This spring will be of untold value and should be secured, even if the investment just now is difficult and delays the building. I advise you to purchase this property. I will stand back of you as may be necessary and will use my influence to secure the necessary means for the purchase. Do not delay at all in this matter. Close up the trade, even if you have to borrow the money. So many times I have had to breast difficulties, so many times I have had to move forward against remonstrance, that I am prepared to say to you, go forward. Exodus 14, verse 15. I know what I am talking about. Have faith in God. As regards the Graysville Sanitarium, I am glad that you have secured a location on the hillside. Time will demonstrate the value of having your sanitarium at considerable distance from other buildings. In our schoolwork at Avondale, our brethren desired to have the church and the sanitarium close to the school. But again and again, instruction was given me that we must not put our buildings close together. Of late, I have written much regarding the location of sanitariums, and I will have copies sent to you. We must provide for our patients to be as much as possible with nature. I was glad to hear from Dr. Hayward that you are planning to build a plain, two-story frame building, 30 by 50 feet, with basement and wide verandas. When your work outgrows this building, it can be used as suggested for a dormitory. Let the work in behalf of the Graysville Sanitarium go forward steadily, patiently, and in accordance with the Lord's plans for our sanitarium work. But do not make the Graysville Sanitarium a matter of all-absorbing importance, to the hindrance of other urgent work. I have a caution for my brethren who are working in the southern field. Do not move hastily in establishing interests in new places, in a way that will divide your workers and your means, so that your force will be weakened. Wait until some of the interests that have been started more nearly approach perfection. Do not rush into new enterprises until the work that has already been started in Graysville and Huntsville is better established and the interests in Nashville are strengthened. The reasons for strengthening the work in Nashville have been presented to you quite fully. The light given me is that the schools in Graysville and Huntsville make these towns places of special interest. In both of these places, there are excellent opportunities for giving the students manual training. I mention these places particularly because they have been presented to me by the Lord as places in which we should make persevering efforts to build up and strengthen the work. In these places, there is much to be done, and the efforts of the laborers should be especially directed to this work until something is completed that will be an object lesson of what can be done. Let not the means at your disposal be spent in so many places that nothing satisfactory is accomplished anywhere. It is possible for the workers to spread their efforts over so much territory that nothing will be properly done in the very places where, by the Lord's direction, the work should be strengthened and perfected. There will be those who do not see any special necessity to perfect the equipment of our schools in Graysville and Huntsville, because, from outward appearance, these places may seem inferior to some other places. But let not the work in Graysville and Huntsville, or the work in Nashville, be passed over to enter a place like Chattanooga, to begin a work that will call for quite an outlay of means, and that will divert the attention of the workers. Let not means be diverted from the places in which the work should just now be developed and strengthened. The fact that a place is popular is not sufficient reason that it should be entered. Popularity is not to be the power that draws God's people. Because some have taken a fancy to Chattanooga, this is not conclusive evidence that God desires to have work done there before the work in other places is solidly established. This is the instruction given me. We must not plan for large beginnings while we have so little facilities to complete that which is already begun. Let not new enterprises come in before their time to absorb in other places the means that ought to be used to build up the work in Nashville. The interests in that place must be firmly established before other territory is entered. There are those who make efforts to carry matters according to their own ideas and preferences. Take heed. Do not let human wisdom lead you to divert means into new channels before the work is perfected in places where important enterprises have already been started. But understand that this is not meant to hinder any individual worker from entering any place to which he is directed by the Spirit of God to do house-to-house work. This is work that ought to be done. All the efforts that can be made should be made to reach the people in every place. But it is not right for our workers to make a large outlay of means in a place just because human ambition has been aroused. There are those who criticize everything in which have not had voice or influence. Such ones weave selfishness into their work. Let those who have been reproved for criticizing cease this unkind, unchristlike work. If they have wisdom to do the work of God, let them go into some city where the truth has not been proclaimed and work as self-supporting missionaries. Let them show what they can do, instead of pointing out the mistakes made by those who have put all their strength of mind and body into the work, and who have striven with all their might to bring the work to its present stage of advancement. The Lord is not with those who, instead of putting themselves in the place of the workers who are sacrificing, stand by as onlookers, criticizing what they think is not right. Be careful what moves you make. Put heart and soul and strength into perfecting the work already begun. I have little confidence in movements made from impulse. Too many such movements have been made in erecting large buildings for school and sanitarium work. Thus, the cause of God has been thrown into confusion and financial embarrassment. Be sure that the Holy Spirit is guiding, and then move forward solidly and wisely.